I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Many of America's big city schools have a shortage of qualified teachers. In many cases, the people in the classroom aren't even certified. In response, schools are reaching out to non-traditional candidates and training them for the classroom. The initiative is called Grow Your Own Teacher. Programs are sprouting up all over the country, including the Midwest. That's where Ann Hallett directs Grow Your Own Illinois, and she joins us now. Also have Anita Sanders, a 42-year-old mother of three and a teacher candidate in Chicago. She'll have her teacher credentials in 2009. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Ann, why don't you tell us how the Grow Your Own program works?
Grow Your Own Illinois is a community-based, statewide initiative to help non-traditional candidates who are parents, community leaders, teachers' aides, many of them, attend college to become highly qualified teachers. It works by a partnership of a community-based organization, a higher education institution, and usually a community college, and a school district or a group of schools. Come together and figure out how their program is going to work locally and then recruit candidates. There are now 16 of these partnerships operating in Illinois who have recruited 587 candidates, 85% people of color. The Grow Your Own Teachers Act is in state law, and we have received $7.5 million in state funds up to the second year of implementation.
So, Ann, what qualities do you look for in someone? Because people walk through the door with different credentials, and how do you decide?
Well, we look for people who have the kinds of leadership capabilities that Anita has, people who love the kids, love working in the neighborhood schools, have enormous numbers of assets, are going to succeed academically, and are going to succeed because they really care about the kids in the neighborhood schools.
Now, Anita, how did you even find out about this?
Oh, it's funny. I was doing laundry one day in Oak Park, Illinois, and I found it in a newspaper article. And it said, if you desire to be a teacher, we have education, free education to be a teacher. And I always wanted to be a teacher. I worked as a teacher assistant for Chicago Public Schools, and I didn't have the credentials. I was actually pulled out to teach nine students, but wasn't getting paid like a teacher and wasn't being treated like a teacher. So I called this number, and I knew this was meant for me because the phone number was transposed in a newspaper. And I sat there and I transposed until I found the number, and I called, and I started classes 2 months after I got into the program.
You had to basically pass a test to even get the right phone number.
Right. Yeah, so, and I've been succeeding ever since, and I think it's a very good program, and I'm looking forward to working in with our children in inner city studies.
So what exactly is the program like for you?
It's a network of different people, and people come in from different backgrounds. Some start, I've had some college credit hours already, and some just started, this is like their first time in college. So it's a network of seeing different people from different areas, different backgrounds. Some are already working in the schools as teacher assistants. Some are parents, some are grandparents. And I think it's a great opportunity because our schools are in need of these very good teachers that know the children, that are willing to stay there with the children, because inner city children have, you know, problems, and we want teachers that's going to stay there and people that have concern for the children in the community.
Now, Anita, you have two children of your own who are still in school. What does being a parent teach you about being a teacher?
I think it's a great opportunity. My youngest daughter, her attitude about school at first was like, you know, is all this necessary? But she see me, I'm on the honor roll at school. And so she's gotten better in school. I have my 15-year-old, she's a straight A honor roll student, has always been. And they see me, you know, doing my studies and seeing that I'm succeeding. And it's helped me and my family tremendously.
And when you think about the different paths that people are taking to become teachers, is there any resistance on the part of teachers who've gone the more traditional path to these new teachers coming in?
Yeah.
We're really developing relationships between the teachers who are already teaching in the schools where we hope the Grow Your Own candidates will be hired. And many of them are actually working as mentors for the teacher candidates. Our teachers are going, the Grow Your Own teachers are going through exactly the same program that any other teacher in Illinois who wants, any other person in Illinois who wants to become a teacher goes through. It's not an alternative certification program. It's a regular college-based teacher education program. So, and we're going to be, one of the values, I think, of having the community organizations that are sort of at the core of this program is that they are developing really strong relationships with their local schools. And so we're going to be doing a lot of relationship building among the Grow Your Own candidates and the community organizations and the schools and teachers and principals who are already teaching in the schools. So we see them as being a key ally.
What's the success rate for people in the program?
We're only the model for this program started in 2000, and the first graduates are now coming out from that program. The Grow Your Own program overall is only in its second year of implementation, so we don't have a lot of graduates yet, but we will start having them probably in the next couple of years. As I think you mentioned, there now we're now identifying people both who have some college already. Many are beginning to actually be ready now to enter the College of Education, so they'll be starting to graduate in the next 2 or 3 years.
Anita, do you think that there's a value to having people who are in the community, not just that they know the school, but also you can walk down the street and, you know, say, hey, Ms. Sanders, hey, Ms. Sanders, and get a little feedback as you leave the classroom?
I think it is. I think one of the some of the problems with some of the teachers we have now, they're coming into the inner city schools. They're not staying long. By me living in an inner city and seeing what the children, how they're living and what some and understanding some of the difficulties they have at home that they bring to school, to have a little concern, more concern, and understanding that they have problems that, you know, arise at home that they come to school, and the teachers, I think this program and most of the people in the program like myself, have a desire to see these children move on and. Desire to stay there longer, to, you know, don't mind the teachers touching you, don't mind asking for extra help and questions, and to just be there at the program to see these children succeed.
Well, Anita and Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Ann Hallett is director of Grow Your Own Illinois, a program that helps non-traditional candidates become teachers. And Anita Sanders is one of those candidates. She's currently a junior at Northeastern University in Chicago and will have her teacher credentials in 2009. Both were at NPR's Chicago Bureau.